So let's review. Today's daf continues discussing the bracha of Olam HaShinim, which is the bracha against Apikursim that was added to the original 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says that a chazan who errs in the bracha of Olam HaShinim should be removed at that point and replaced by another chazan, because we suspect that the reason he hesitated to say this blessing is because he himself is an Apikurs. The Gemara concludes, however, that this is true only where the chazan got stuck before he began to say the bracha. But if he began the bracha and got confused in the middle, we assume that he just got confused, and we don't remove him. Back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shua Eimer Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shua says that a person is not obligated to say the complete version of Shemoneh Esrei, but rather one prays Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei in the bridged version of the middle 13 brachas, beginning with Atachainen until Shema'at Tefillah. Rav says this means that one may say these 13 brachas in a shorter form than usual, but he still must say 13 brachas. Shmuel, however, says that all 13 are condensed into one long bracha, that starts with the words Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Drachecha and ends with Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Chutz Mimatzeh Shabbos, that one may not pray the abridged Havineinu at Ma'ariv after Shabbos because one needs to say Havdalah in the Baruch of Chayin Ados, and Havdalah is not mentioned in Havineinu. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Chutz Mimatzeh Sham, that one may not say Havineinu during the winter months because during the winter one must say B'stein Talamater in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and this is not included in the Tefillah of Havineinu. Amar Rav Tanchem Amar Rav Asi, Tov Lo Hizker. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the laws of one who forgot to include various required insertions in Shemoneh Esrei. If on Matzah Shabbos one forgot to say the Havdalah passage of Atochein Otanu, he need not repeat Shemoneh Esrei because he will in any case say Havdalah after Ma'ariv on a cup of wine. If one forgot to say V'sin Talam Matar in the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, and he remembers before he said the Brach of Shemei'at Tefillah, he should mention it in the Brach of Shemei'at Tefillah. If he did not remember until he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he must repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara on Amud Beis continues. If on Rosh Chodesh one forgot to say Yalav Yavoi, and he remembers before he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he returns to the Brach of Ritzei. But if he did not remember until after he completed Shemoneh Esrei, he must go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara then returns to our Mishnah. One who makes his tefillah as though it is kevah, fixed, his tefillah is not considered a genuine supplication. Now, what is meant by tefillah sikva? It means, anyone who prays in a manner indicating that his tefillah is a burden to him, meaning he indicates that it's like a chore that he wants to quickly finish and be done with. Rabban Amru and the Rabban say, Kol mi she'eino oimer b'loshen tachnunim. It refers to one who does not pray in a pleading manner, as though he's begging Hashem for mercy. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, Kol she'ein yochel lechadish b'davim, anyone who is unable to innovate a new request during his davening. Abai bar Oven and Chanina bar Oven say, Kol mi she'ein mispal im dimdu mechama, anyone who does not pray with the redness of the sun. Now regarding this last statement, the Gemara introduces us to Machlekes. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan holds that mitzvah lehispal, it is a special mitzvah to daven Shacharis and Mincha im dimdu mechama, with the redness of the sun, meaning Shacharis at sunrise and Mincha right before sunset, as the Pasuk says, Yiru'ucha im HaShemesh. However, b'marav in Eretz Yisrael, laiti aman dematzli im dimdu mechama, they criticized those who daven Mincha right before sunset, because they felt that by waiting until the last possible moment, they were risking the chance of missing the time of Mincha altogether. Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah that one who is traveling in a dangerous place is a short one-sentence tefillah in the place of Shemoneh Esrei. While the Mishnah spells out one version of this short tefillah, the Gemara offers several other versions and concludes that the halacha follows the opinion of Achayim, the others, who say that the text of the short prayer is as follows. Tzarchi amcha merubim v'taitim kitzara. Yiratzim l'fanecha Hashem l'keinu, shetitin l'chol echad v'echad k'dei parnasasai, u'l'chol gviyu u'gviyu dei machsayra, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemiat Tefillah. The Gemara on the following daf will note the differences between this short tefillah that one prays when he is in a place of danger and the abridged tefillah of Havineinu mentioned above. The daf ends with the law of tefillah saderach. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Yoitz Laderach Tzarch Lespal Tefillah Saderach. One who sets out on a trip must say tefillah saderach. Our daf concludes with the Gemara spelling out the entire text of tefillah saderach.